Jesus by night. And he said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Let's break that verse down right there. First of all, the verse says here, he came by night. Why not when everybody else came? Well, why do folk do anything at night? Usually we do stuff at night. We don't get caught. We don't want to get caught, right? That's right. But, you know, we're doing it at night. He did the same thing. He did not want folk to see him coming to Jesus as a Pharisee in the daytime, because he knew Jesus already. He got the word Jesus already embarrassed some of them. And he don't want to be embarrassed out there. So he's going to come at night. And then when he come at night, it says to me, it looked like he came humble. Sometimes when you get a little bit of authority, you come rough. But he came humble. And he said here, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God. Hold it. Why didn't he say, I know you a teacher come from God? Why did he say, we know you a teacher come from God? Because what he's trying to say is that I'm not the only one who feels as though you are special. But I'm just the only one that's bold enough to come by night and find out how special you are. See, a lot of times when we was children and somebody do something bad and you had siblings and somebody do something wrong, they were lumping up. They wouldn't say I did, they say we. We went downstairs and got the Kool-Aid. You know, we went there and we came back up. And come to find out, the other people wasn't in it like that person was in it, but they ain't want to be all by themselves. Same here. We know that our teacher come from God, for no man can do the things or the miracles that thou doest. Hold it. We know you a teacher come from who? God. Then what's the problem? He's already saying, I know you come from God. Then if you know he's already come from God, then what's the problem now if you know I come from God? Here's the problem. The problem is, though I see sometimes in this life, how many of you out in the audience right now believe in God, that there's a God? Just raise your hand. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. I just believe there's a God. Amen. Amen. Everybody raise their hand. Everybody raise their hand. So, and how many in here want to live forever with him if you can? Raise your hand. I don't want to see your hand. If you can. So we got two things out the way. We believe there's a God, and if we can, we want to live with him. Now, if we know there's a God and we want to live with him, then something else must be the problem why we're not doing what it takes to get to him. Because it's not those two things. So we all said, we believe there's a God, and I want to live forever with him. So what the problem is, because I think Nicodemus is in that situation. We know you are a teacher come from God. But he just needs to figure out which way he's going to go, what he's going to do. See, sometimes if you will realize and if you will understand that God loves you and me and desire for us to be with him. Know that, number one. Bible says in John 3:16, God so loved the world. Right in this text you read, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Because God said, I'm going to do my part. I'm going to make sacrifices for you. Now, the question on the floor is, how many sacrifices you're willing to make for me since you want to come and live with me and since you believe in me? So watch the text here. We know you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with them. So what do you need to see? What if God did what would you say, I'm going with him all the way? If God did what, and be honest, but don't say if God give me $1 million because you lying. Don't say that. Don't you even put money in the equation. Because money don't work like that. You get $1 million, you thank him. But then you go and do your own stuff. So don't say that. So the question is, what does God need to do? This man said, we know you're a teacher come from God because no man can do the miracles that you do except God be with them. My question, what miracle you need to do? Nicodemus said, we know you do miracles. Well, you need to see. Here it is. Now, and I wonder, do you need to see a sickness? Do you need to get something? I mean, if somebody say you got cancer, would that do it? If somebody was to say that your favorite uncle, aunt, or your parents, somebody, if they passed, would that do it? I mean, if you were somehow got a big job at some big company, I'm trying to figure out what would it take for you? What miracle would you need to do in order to come to God? Watch this. Now let me say this. If I levitated right now about this high, I ain't saying I'm gonna do it. But if I just say, and I just go right here, boom. I mean, would that do it? Or would you look like that? Like, okay, that's cool. That's cool. You see what I'm saying? The question is that what would it take? Because God don't want it to have to do a whole lot of stuff, because stuff way off. I levitate right now, y'all clapping. But you go out to a car and say, you know that's phony, don't you? You ain't seen the wise? Yeah, you ain't seen the wise. You ain't seen the wise. That's how we are. So don't think you need to see a miracle. Cause you can say, don't think, some of you say, oh, if I saw a ghost. You know, if I walked downstairs to get my clothes and I saw a ghost in the back, you know, the ghost back there drinking coffee or something. That wears off. Because as soon as you cut the light on, it's going, I ain't seen nothing. Because that stuff only lasts a while. That's why I watch out for people, all they got going for them is some miracle. Because later on, you find out it wasn't really what you think it was. It didn't mess you all up. Just believe God and love God, because God's God. God is God, and he's worthy of love. Watch the text here. Then it says here, no man can do these miracles except God be with him. Then it says here, Jesus said it to him, because Jesus is not impressed with flattery. Jesus not impressed because you called me rabbi, because you told me I can do miracles. Jesus ain't impressed with that. Jesus just said to him, truly, truly. And whenever you hear truly one time, that means absolutely. And when you hear it two times, that means you better believe it. You better listen. And he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he's talking to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That born again simply means change from one state to another state. Born again means to be regenerated, a new birth. That means that I lived a certain way on this side, but now with God, I'm going to live his way on this side. That's born again. It's like starting all over again. And he told Nicodemus, you have to be born again. And look at Nicodemus in verse 4. What's it, Claymore?
Nicodemus said unto him,
uh-huh.
How can a man be born when he is old?
Hold it. He overthinking it. Sometimes when stuff happens, listen, everybody listen to me real good. Don't let stuff happen in your life that happens to everybody and you overthink it. Sometimes stuff can happen and it happened and it's just not right, but don't spend too much time overthinking it. Because folk, when they overthink stuff, they go in crazy places. When they overthink stuff, don't overthink. Don't spend too much time trying to figure out why. Don't try, why? Why did this happen? Why did it happen? It happened because this is a crazy world. This is a broken world. This is a miserable world that we live in, and stuff happens. So don't sit there and overthink. Wow, well, maybe this, well, maybe that, well, maybe this, well, maybe that. Don't overthink stuff. Amen. Instead of Nicodemus asking Jesus, what do you mean? He's going to ask him, I got to go back in my mother's womb? I'm a big guy here. Amen. I got to go back in my mother's womb. Is that what you're saying, Jesus, here? Are you saying here, Nicodemus, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother womb and be born? He overthinking it. See, overthinking stuff can keep you from finishing well. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Y'all overthink. Let me tell you, this is a broken, miserable world, but it don't mean we have to let it affect our life where we don't finish well. You can, no matter what, all of us got pieces of our lives, all of us, that were just broken and needed mending. But we just stop spending time on that thing and just look. look to Jesus. Look to the hill from which cometh thy help, because all thy help is going to come in from the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all his ways acknowledge him and let him direct your steps. Finish well. But he overthinking it. Then he says here in verse 5, and Jesus said unto him, truly, truly, or verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom. All God said here is a man got to be born of water. That's why we got a baptistry in the back right there. You know what's in there? Water. That's water in there. Well, how does that make you born again? It makes you born again not by its element, but by your obedience to get in the water. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Ain't nothing that same water you're going to take a bath tonight. That same water that wash your dirt off tonight. The same bath you're going to get it when you go to the beach and jump in the beach water. That's what, it ain't no salt in that water. That's the only difference. Ain't no salt in that water. You go to the beach and there's folk who will go to the beach, do cannonballs and get under the water and swim backwards and flip all kinds of stuff on it, but won't get in the water. Why? Because they don't understand that beach water, all that does for you is get you salty and wet. But that water, when you come out of that water, you come out a new creature in Christ Jesus. Because God's spirit will meet you in that water. And you'll be born again by the water and by the spirit. That's it. And then guess what? And finish well. What you mean finish well? Now say it again. Do you love God? Yes. Do I want to go to heaven? Yes. You've done it. Now all you got to do is finish well now. Watch this. Jesus said here, verse 6, that which is born of flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit, he said, keep the fleshly stuff separated from the spiritual stuff. That which is born of flesh, that beach water, that's fleshly stuff. That water back there, that's spiritual stuff. And I don't want to scare none of our visitors thinking there's something in that water. Ain't nothing but water. There ain't nothing but water. In fact, if you were to tell me tonight that I want to obey the gospel, because the Bible says he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, if you say you believe, if you want to be baptized and you want to be saved, ain't nothing in that water. I get in the water with you. Amen. Ain't nothing in the water. I get in the water with you. That's it. Why? Well, preacher, what's the water for? Because the water is just a representative of a burial. Go to Romans 6 real quick. I ain't knowing this text, but since I went down that road, I might as well finish it up now. Romans 6. Romans 6, verse number 1. I'm going to hit 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid. Because he's talking now, they've already went down in the water. And now he's saying, now that you went down the water, don't get up and keep sinning. That means get up and now change your life and start obeying God. Then it says here, verse 2, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Now, how did they get dead to sin? Verse 3, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him. All we do is imitating a burial. Buried with him by baptism unto death. That's why we can't baptize you with your neck.
Y'all got that? Yeah, if you go to a graveyard, you can get my hand sticking up to my left up. Something wrong.
And the same thing here, when you're buried, you're emulating a burial. So you go all the way down in the water. And it's not, and I say this too, because I'm scaring somebody, because somebody say all the way down. Listen, we ain't going to push you down. We ain't going to hold you down. No, you're going to go down and come right back up. Quick, smash, boom. All we need to know is that the water covered you up. And now we know the water covered you up, you can get up and go and do what's up and finish well. Watch the text. It says here, Therefore, we are buried with him, verse 4, baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in his likeness of his death, we shall, that symbol, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Meaning you go down like he went down in death, when he rise up from the dead, God will come back and you will rise up as well. That's all that's talking about. Go back to John chapter 3. I'm almost done. I told you I'm going to be quick. I got to be quick. Here we go. So the last thing I want to say is this. Because I feel like preaching. I told him I was going to be sure, Lord, sure here today. But that's okay. So anyway, let's get to verse 6. And that which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not. Jesus said, don't be shocked, Nicodemus. I know you overthinking this thing. I know you got you thinking hard, trying to figure out what I'm trying to say here. He said, marvel not at that I said unto ye, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeneth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but can't tell us whether it cometh or whether it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. There's just some things that you don't see, but you trust anyway. You ain't got to have all the answers to everything. Yes, no, all of you who say there is a God, yes, there is. Yes, no, all of you say I want to go and spend eternity with him as I can, that's a wise move. Now, all you got to do is do what it takes to carry this thing out. 9, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? He stuck. Y'all reading that? Do y'all understand him? He's stuck. He's saying, this is deep. Listen, again, get out your head. Get out your head. Let me tell you, there's a lot of stuff in life that just don't work itself out. It takes time to work stuff out. You just ain't got the answers to everything all the time. And don't spend a lot of time worrying about that. What God got for you is for you. And if it's not for you, you ain't getting it anyway. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to God. But they that's been revealed to us belong to us. Meaning God, if he's going to let us know, he's going to let us know. If he's not, he's not. So now, at the end of the movie, Nicodemus is confused. He don't know what to do. How can these things be? How can I go back to my mother's womb and be born? I don't understand this, Jesus. You talking to me, I just don't got it. Well, the story basically ends right there when you hear about Nicodemus. But then later on, around John chapter number 19, and around the verse number 38, where it says Jesus has just died. And now that he is dead, Joseph of Arimathea, who's also a religious leader, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for the fear of the Jews, but sought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, meaning he believed, he ain't trying to start no stuff. He go to the governor and say, can I have the man's body? And the governor says, yes, you can have the, he checked what he did, and then gave him leave of the body. It came to pass there that he took the body of Jesus, and there came also Nicodemus, which at first came to Jesus by night. That's him. That's how you know it's him. He's the same one that came to Jesus by night. Here it is sometime later. Something happened. Somebody said, well, preacher, what happened to him? He stopped overthinking stuff. Somebody said, preacher, what happened to him? He begins to be logical about this thing. Preacher, what happened to him? He believed. He starts saying, you know what? If this man can do all this to turn water into wine, and if he can do all this stuff, and if he can claim that he's gonna die and get himself back up from the grave, and if he can walk on the water, if he can do all this stuff, it must be something about this man. And he must have said, I already said we believe that he's a teacher come from God. Amen. And if we can believe that he's a teacher come from God, I think I got it in me to take another big step. And that step is to go with him all the way to the end of time. Amen. So at this particular time, church, he meets Joseph of Arimathea with the body of Jesus. And you can tell there wasn't a rush thing because Nicodemus brought the spices. He brought all the burial stuff that you need to make a statement. And the statement he wanted to make was that this man is worthy of a proper burial. He's worthy of incense and myrrh. He's worthy of all the things that he has done. He's worthy. And from now on, because of that text, we've come to understand and to know that Nicodemus had a change of mind. So I'm going to leave y'all with this as you're going out the door. Finish well. Finish well. Finish well. Go ahead, think it through. I know you're going to overthink some of y'all. Just got to think. Go ahead, overthink. But at the end of the day, shake it off and finish well. When you lose your job, go ahead and cry. It's all upset, but finish well. When stuff happened to you and doctors say he see a lump, don't go ahead and cry. I don't know. But after everything, all right, finish well. Even if he say it is a lump, it might be cancer, still finish well. Because the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. But he who stays in this thing until the end. My 10 minutes is up. 20 minutes up. How long was that? It don't matter. That's right. It's up. Thank you, preacher. Don't matter. That's right. If you're out there and you're subject to the Savior's invitation, you need to do this. Hear God's word. Believe God's word. Repent of your sin. Confess your faith in Christ. And get baptized into Christ for the remission of your sin. Hearing God's word is, you just heard me preach. You heard God's word. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You read in Romans chapter 6 about the burial, the baptismal burial. So you heard. I hope you believe. You say, I believe in God. That's good. We got two down already. How about repent? Repent means simply I'm going to change from being on this side going in a way I shouldn't be going and get on this side going in a way that is authorized by God. And don't think God's way, what he wants from you, is hard. It's not hard. In fact, I'm enjoying it all every day of my life. It is not hard at all. He ain't telling you to do nothing that's bad. You still can eat French fries. You still can go to McDonald's. You still can go roller skating. You still can go out there and play with your buddy. You still can get on Instagram, right? On Instagram, you still can get on Facebook, right? Amen. He ain't telling you nothing bad. All he's telling you is whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all by the authority of Jesus Christ. Be all by my name of Jesus Christ. That's all repent means. Change. Stop doing it your way and do it God's way. Change your heart, mind, and attitude. And then confess the sweetest name on mortal tongue that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's it. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then come forward. Just walk up the front. Say, I want to put him on in baptism. And after you do that, be faithful unto death, and God will give you a crown of life. And God will tell you, he won't say you finished well, but he'll say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen? If you're out there and you're subject to Savior's invitation, come right now. As we all stand and sing the invitation to give somebody out there the opportunity to obey God.